Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You can just tell the vibe. You look out here, look at this Pirates team. It just doesn't have that vibe going right now. It just looks like a team that's lost. They've been struggling of late, but this early in the season to struggle this bad and do all these little things wrong. The vibe. They just got to find a way to change that vibe out there.
Martin, as a team, what gets you going in the right direction?
We got to play the game. I mean, it's already tough. I think we're making tough, tougher. And then just got to go out there. And I think we have to change our body language a little bit and enjoy the game. I mean, we're putting too much pressure on and we're not getting the result that we're looking for. So, like I say, we got to come tomorrow and go out there and enjoy it and try to play better.
Kevin Youkilis, his nickname, the Greek God of Walks, from the book Moneyball, in the conversation for the best sports books of all time.
Greek food, where does it rank among foods?
Sixth.
You have it so clearly there, I need to know one through five.
I have Thai ahead of it.
Okay.
Chinese.
Yeah.
Italian.
Uh-huh. Now, are you talking like actual Chinese or Americanized Chinese?
I've never had actual Chinese.
So you're saying American Chinese food.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm saying American, Italian, American, all these things. American, Mexican. Because I haven't.
Okay.
You know? I mean, isn't that kind of.
But you can get like true Mexican food here. It's very hard to get true Chinese food. I digress. So
Mexican.
Thai, Chinese, Italian, Mexican. I mean, you're missing an obvious style here, I think.
What would that be?
Barbecue. Like your classic American.
Well, I was going to say American.
Okay, and American food.
Yeah. Perfect. And then I also would consider Japanese food.
Well, see, that's where I think I'd have to.
You get sushi in the mix there, too.
Precisely.
And that was Martin Perez on body language, how it's bad.
Man, that's tough. The Red Sox are now, what, the bearers of our most legendary drop in the last several years? Eckersley saying that, Youkilis saying that.
This is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
Here's what hits me hard is Youkilis has been on mostly in his career, he's on mostly very good teams, so he does know what a good vibe is like. And then Perez saying, we've got to enjoy baseball, like enjoy going out there to play. That's troublesome. I watched all these games closely, like I dutifully sat through, even knowing that I was working behind on the DVR and that they were going to lose. And they did already, Pony, I don't know if they had this feel for you, they did have that, going through the motions might be too accusatory here, but they did have that kind of empty, they're not coming back, there's no way they're going to get life in any of these games feel to them. Sometimes you watch a team playing in a game where they're trailing like 5-1, and for one reason or another, you just sense that they're about to, there's a powder keg and they're going to explode and they're going to score runs. At no point in this series did I ever feel that way.
Just goes to show you how quickly it can change because they were falling behind games early in the season. They were battling back and winning them.
And I had
like
the feeling
that series
they
against
were
the Orioles.
I had the feeling.
So
they
why
were
did they
come
lose
back.
That feeling so fast?
I don't. It's a good question, man.
When you've already done it this year, how do you lose it so quickly and act and it outwardly looks like you think you're effed? during these games.
How do you even read like Perez saying we need to enjoy baseball? Then there's the other thing. The offshoot of that is got to play the game sort of the right way. They've been sloppy all year, Chris. That's one thing I just won't abide by. That doesn't have anything to do with your payroll or anything else. If you are a Major League Baseball player, you should be able to make basic plays in a basic way.
They've been getting away with that all year. They've been a poor fundamental team, which led to this showdown between Zangrilli and Greg in Youngstown on the postgame show.
Greg in Youngstown, go ahead, lead it off.
Hey, Dan, here's the thing. Next 30 days, if they don't turn it around and hit, McCutchen should be gone, and that hitting coach should be fired. No more excuses. I mean, I'm tired of it as a fan. This is 5 years of garbage. Time to turn it around. No hugs. I don't want to hear, I'm going to give a guy a hug. No, you perform or you're gone. That's it. And Cruz, if he can't get his head together, you go back to AAA and get your head back together. We got to start treating this team like a real team and not like we're in spring training, honestly.
What do you have against McCutchen?
He's not hitting.
Did you watch his at-bats today?
He is not hitting.
Did you watch
he
his at-bats today?
He's 38 years old. We got to bring up a younger player.
I asked you a question. Did you watch his at-bats today?
Who cares?
No. So no. Are you making these blankets? He's not performing.
Listen, Dan. Stop defending these players. Stop being the mouthpiece for the Pirates.
You
have Dan. Stop defending these guys.
You are insane. Are you?
No,
are you well?
We defend these guys
are
every
you okay?
freaking day after the games.
Are you
and
okay?
We're fed up as fans. We're fed up. Sorry to tell you this.
I'm on Greg's side here.
Dan gets him pretty good with "Are you okay?" as a zinger, but overall, I think I am too. I'm with Greg, and Greg's yelled at me before.
Same.
He's gotten into my kitchen and screamed what? At me and told me I'm an idiot.
Okay,
but
great.
I got to agree with
McCutchen
him here.
Had more productive at bats. It didn't get them diddly poo, and he's still hitting in the 170s.
Yeah.
Who gives a rat's behind about like a silver lining or
by the way,
moral victory day.
By the
I don't
way,
care about that.
McCutchen's
scoring one run a game right now.
McCutchen's probably closer to Greg right now because that's a telling thing from yesterday's broadcast. You see him flinging the helmet and Greg Brown in like very hushed tones. Oh boy, you don't see that very often from Andrew McCutchen. Yeah, because you don't see a team perform this poorly for this many games in a row. It really isn't just about losing six in a row. That's a huge part of it. It's about how they've looked for the majority of that entire time.
McCutchen reminds me of, do you like Homer, not Simpson, the poet?
Oh, yeah, big Homer fan.
Have you ever read The Odyssey?
Oh, yes, Odysseus.
Oscar, are you familiar with that guy?
I very am, from AP Literature.
Look at him now. Humble brag.
Now he's Mr. AP Literature.
I was in college prep classes that got me to Waynesburg.
Was Persephone in that one? Was she hanging out?
I think she was.
Yeah.
Because what McCutchen reminds me of is, remember he went to the island and there was the one goddess there who he slept with and every night he spent with her equaled a year in real life?
Right, yeah.
So he was there for a week and it like aged him 7 years. That's what McCutchen looks like to me right now. One offseason looks like it's aged him 5 years.
You think Odysseus regretted it? Or you think he was like, you know what? It was worth the 7 years.
When Odysseus went back, he was not all hunky-dory there for him.
Oh, my God, no.
When he finally got back, he did not have a happy ending, which
no,
is the whole point
not.
Of these Greek tragedies.
That's why they're called tragedies, brother. That would be the definition of the word.
He really got one over on that Cyclops guy, didn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, he's a crafty devil, you know? He's like a crafty left-hander. Moving the ball up and down.
Telling him his name was nobody.
That's right. Man, now how much of the Odyssey can you remember just like basically you can visualize pages of it? Are you able to recall like huge chunks of that work?
Not really. Maybe a little bit when I did it in college, I was mainly on drugs.
And so you had to have that like skill in your arsenal. Well, like if you read, what is it? What is Ulysses, James Joyce? Could you remember,
terrible book.
Could you remember huge chunks of that, though?
A little bit. I tried it. It was just brutal.
Didn't like old Ulysses?
No, I didn't. You liked it?
No, I never read it. I just know of it.
Boring as hell.
Big Jimbo Joyce out there.
Didn't he get, he blew that Galarraga.
Yeah, he wrote that boring-ass book, and then he blew a perfect game.
Blew that perfect game.
That's right.
Austin.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.